This is National Suicide Prevention Month. Dr. Bal Nandra is in our studio, the founder of IV Solutions and Ketamine Centers of Chicago and Kansas City now, too. You hear his commercials. He's been a frequent guest on WGN Radio over the years, and he's in our studio today. Nice to see you, Doc.
Nice to see you again, John. How are you?
Good. Suicide Prevention Month. We focus in September on this, per se?
Yes, this is a good month to raise awareness, let people know that there is a way to reach out and get help. If suicide is an issue in you, a friend, or a family member, etc.
So how does ketamine play a role in that?
Well, ketamine is actually very highly successful in treating suicidal ideation and suicidal thinking. It's actually as high as 80 or 90% effective in eliminating or reducing suicidal thoughts, like even after one treatment.
When I think about suicide, and actually I've talked a lot about, I've worked with the local organization, I've interviewed the survivors, I've interviewed family members, and it just seems to me like very much a mystery to people why it is that someone is suicidal and how you address that for them. I presume it's, you know, counseling and therapy. Ketamine plays a role too, huh?
Yeah, well, obviously, if you're concerned about somebody or somebody reaches out to you, then clearly the first thing they need to do is be spoken to by either a mental health care provider or their doctor, or call a, you know, crisis line or something like this. You know, ketamine plays a role down the road once, you know, it's something that really needs to be treated and can be highly effective with that.
Yeah, right. How does it work?
Well, so ketamine works by blocking a receptor in the brain called the NMDA receptor, and a neurotransmitter that it modulates is called glutamate, and it just breaks that cycle of thinking and relieves severe depression at the same time. And even the dissociation that ketamine causes has been thought to contribute to eliminating those thoughts.
When we do your commercials, we talk about people who experience physical pain as well as high anxiety and maybe even suicidal thoughts. Are you seeing an uptick? Are people more stressed, more maybe in need of ketamine because of the COVID crisis?
Absolutely, John. COVID has actually really exacerbated the severity of mental illness in people who already have a history of depression or anxiety or PTSD. But it's also obviously causing a lot of new cases. Believe it or not, about as high as 70 or 80% of patients who are recovering from COVID, especially the severely sick patients, have now diagnoses of PTSD.
Oh, I totally believe. I believe that there are people walking around with some version of something. Maybe it's not PTSD. They've not been sick, but this has been such a fantastically stressful year that they need some coping mechanism or something.
Yeah. Even just purely the fear of contagion, the fear of infective things, not necessarily even COVID, but just that general fear has risen in the population. So, you know, people who normally would like run around and, you know, touch things and do this and that and have no issues with that are now like, you know, genuinely afraid and paranoid.
Plus, if the way to protect yourself is to stay confined in your home, quarantine as much as you can, and we've all been living a version of that, that's just that much more stressful. And ironically, it's been a lovely summer and fall, but you almost feel guilty if you're out enjoying it because maybe that's irresponsible. You can't win this year, you know?
That's true. So many of our patients who've come in over the last few months say that social isolation just in itself has really, really affected them negatively.
Dr. Bal Nandra from IV Solutions and Ketamine Centers of Chicago, they're in Kansas City too. Sitting next to him is Frankie Ciparoni. Frankie is a patient of yours, correct?
Frankie is a patient of mine, yes. Frankie is 23 years old. She's actually been our patient for about a year now.
Frankie, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm
so
happy to be here.
Tell me how you became a patient of Dr. Nandra's.
So my struggle with mental illness really started when I was young. I actually was raped when I was in second grade. So I've grown up really my whole life struggling with PTSD and stuff like that. And I really didn't reach out for help. And that really had a downfall in my mental illness struggles later, just trying to independently cope, thinking that that was still a way of doing it. My senior year in 2018, my senior year of college, everything really just hit the fan for me. And I have never spiraled like that before in my entire life. Like, was in the hospital two times that year. And
why were you in the hospital? If I may, we all talked about this off the air, and don't answer anything on the air you don't want to, but I understand you're happy to share your story.
Absolutely. Definitely important. And if I can help others, definitely here to share. So I was really at my wit's end. I had been in therapy, intensive therapy, all summer. I'd been trying different medications, and nothing was working. And I kind of just told my therapist I was pretty done. And she ended up calling an ambulance and taking me to the hospital. So I stayed there for 2 weeks and ended up in another residency program after that, and then later an intensive therapy program, during which I was on, 20, 30 different medications, just nothing was working. Eventually, I finally got a genetic test and found that I just don't respond to many medications. And somebody ended up, or my father, actually, it was after I'd been in the hospital for 2 weeks. I'd been doing these residency programs for over a month. I was still just like really not having it anymore.
Were you having suicidal thoughts?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I told my dad, he took me out for lunch and he was like, how are you doing? And I was like, if you don't bring me back to the hospital by tomorrow, like, I don't think I can keep doing this. Huh. And I was really ready to do electroconvulsive therapy.
Yeah.
And ironically enough, he had read a Chicago Tribune article that morning about somebody who had done ketamine. And he told me to look into it. And it led me to Chicago IV Solutions, which...
I'll take a break here. We're going to do news headlines. We'll finish this story in a minute. Was it a game changer for you, though?
Life changing. I don't know where I'd be without it, honestly.
It's 11:27. Okay, more about that in just a minute. This is WGN, National Suicide Prevention Month. In our studio, Dr. Bal Nandra. He's the founder of IV Solutions and Ketamine Centers of Chicago and Kansas City. KetamineChicago.com is his website. KetamineChicago.com is his website. Also in our studio, Frankie Ciparoni is the young woman who's been a patient of his and was telling us her story. She suffered terrible trauma as a very young person and has had suicidal thoughts as a young woman to the point that she... Did you attempt suicide at any point?
I didn't get to that point. I had a number of plans, however, though.
You were thinking about it.
Yeah, it was there.
Your family said, let's try this ketamine. Your dad saw an article in the paper about it. So that's how you got to Dr. Nandra. What was it like when you started to take ketamine?
It was weird. It's definitely...
It's an IV drip that you get for a couple of hours.
Yeah. The treatment lasts about an hour, but it's really relaxing. But it is just a weird concept of I'm going to go sit here and hallucinate for my depression, whereas before it had been... I'm going to go talk for 8 hours and take medication.
Is that the experience? Is it hallucinatory for you?
It can get like that. It's
I know
really
my nephew had ketamine treatments from Dr. Nandra, yeah. And he was a little loopy when he'd get out sometimes. Yeah. He never described it as, ethereal, like maybe people's experiences are different.
Huh? Everybody has a different experience. Yeah. Typically, though, there is some mild, we call it dissociation. But dissociation is being kind of literally what the word means, an out of body dream type of state. Everybody will experience that to some level. So, yes.
A little high-like?
Yeah.
So you get a treatment and then you come out and say, wow, I'm better now? Or what was it like for you?
So I had a little bit more trouble, as Dr. Nandra likes to say. It took me a few more treatments to really feel it, but I think after the fourth treatment, I remember there was a day where I was just walking my dog and it was nice out and I was smiling, and that was like the first time in a year and a half that I was just smiling because it was nice out and I was walking my dog, and I was like, wow, this is definitely working and I need to keep coming back.
At that moment, you felt like I'm a different person.
Yeah, that was really the first time I had just genuinely smiled.
It takes my breath away to think that something as simple as that was not a part of your everyday life.
Yeah.
That's so sad, but I guess that's people who deal with major depression or have suicidal thoughts. That's the world you live in, huh?
Yeah. I was just really in a really hard place for a long time.
So now you feel like, okay, something's different. I'll bet it's that dang ketamine that I've been getting. So then did you continue to go back for treatments?
I did. So at first it was a few treatments for 2 weeks, and then I think I ended up doing it for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I still usually go monthly. I've taken a few months off here and there, or ended up having to get 2 treatments in 1 month, just depending on kind of where my depression levels
Doctor, is
at.
It a cumulative sort of thing? Your body needs to absorb so much, or something needs to change? What's this about?
Well, typically most patients end up going on to some maintenance. But yes, what ketamine does, John, which is remarkable, is that it actually causes release of growth factors in our brains and starts a process called neurogenesis, and which really means your brain is forming new synapses and nerve connections and nerve endings and things like this. So in a way, your brain is healing. It's physically healing. So of course, that nerves, and we know anything in the brain takes a long time to occur. It's a very, very slow process, but ketamine absolutely does that over time.
So are either of you worried then that absent the ketamine ongoing treatments, you'll go back? I mean, do you think you've got this thing licked and you don't need ketamine anymore, or?
No, which is honestly hard to think about, that I don't know how long I'm going to, you know, kind of have to use this. But when I started ketamine, you know, I was self-harming. I was suicidal. I was on 7 different medications. I wasn't sleeping at all. And now I'm on 2 medications. I graduated college. I am looking to pursue further school. Like, I am a completely different person from it. I just, for like a year, just in that like really low depression, I mean, just being like that for so long, I just totally lost myself. So
I'm so happy for you, and I'm also happy for your family.
I can imagine
how helpless they must have felt.
Yeah, they are definitely very happy that I found this. And
what about other medications people are on? Do they still take their medications?
Yeah. There's only 1 or 2 medications which you need to make adjustments in typically, but most people just continue with all their medications. So there's no reason to worry about stopping your medications before you start ketamine.
This listener texted in and said from 630, I am a social worker. I've had a client use ketamine for depression. It worked very well, but I would like to know if it will work for people with pain from MS and other pain issues.
Well, it's funny she mentions that. My father-in-law actually has MS, and I've treated him, but I've treated probably a handful of patients now with multiple sclerosis and pain, and it absolutely has done wonders for them. It's quite effective for MS and pain.
Matthew, you had a question. You're on WGN. Did we just answer that for you, Matt?
You really did hit the maintenance question that the doctor just referred to. I would like to say to Frankie, God bless you, and keep going with your struggles, and I pray you get through it. I'm kind of in the same boat in a lot of regards, and currently, for the last 10 years, I've been on medication. And with all things, you know, we treat symptoms the best we can with today's technology, and I guess my question would be regarding a cure. Does the maintenance feature of the ketamine
go
away?
Yeah, yeah.
So yes, I mean, that's a fantastic question. And I'm glad you called in. So believe it or not, ketamine is more than just controlling symptoms, okay? But you're absolutely right. All the drugs, SSRIs, benzos, everything we take to treat all these things, they're purely just covering up symptoms, correct? And they have a lot of side effects. Ketamine, on the other hand, because of that effect I mentioned with the growth factor release in the brain and the formation of new circuits, people literally say they're starting to think differently about things and they become more resilient and all these things. Ketamine, with that neurogenesis, even though it might not be a complete cure, it's definitely more on the cure side of the paradigm versus a cover-up symptoms thing, right? A treatment versus a cure. So it is definitely more along that. Now, I have had patients who've done 6 treatments or maybe 2 or 3, 4 maintenance, and we never see them again. And we do follow our patients, and many of them are like, I'm good to go. And we'll check in months later, and I'm good to go. And you know, they might have to come in maybe once a year for during the holidays or really stressful things or something happens in their lives. But it, I truly do believe in some people, it can end their depression for a very, very long time, if not permanently. But it's not a huge number, but it can happen.
I appreciate the call, Matthew. It's nice of you to say those nice things to Frankie, and our best to you too. We have lots of calls and questions here. I'm going to give the phone number and the website for the doctor, and you all can follow up with him there. But just a real quick question: Lisa on line 4 wanted to know about her son's peripheral nerve pain. I think everybody's got some kind of pain out there. What about that?
Actually, ketamine is quite effective for peripheral nerve pain. Of course, I would need to know more about her son and the history. But for peripheral neuropathies and neuropathic pain, ketamine is actually often one of the only things that works.
KetamineChicago.com, KetamineChicago.com. Here's that phone number, 844-948-6337, 844-948-6337, KetamineChicago.com, Dr. Balnandra from there. And Frankie, you've been an inspiration. I wish people could see you. Actually, some people can. You can dial in and watch our show online. But you look great. And
Thank you.
You have such a radiant smile, and you're making me feel good. So I'm so happy for your story. I'm happy
Thank you. Yeah. I'm really happy to be on the other side of it.
Frankie's an inspiration for all of us.
She's what you told
done
me.
So well, and I'm so proud of her.
I can see why. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, John. Great to be here.